It's another very pleasant day across eastern New York and western New England. It's really not too shabby for late summer, with temperatures this afternoon running in the 70s to near 80, and the humidity levels remain quite low. Now, we are starting to see some clouds come in, and these are actually the outermost reaches of what was Irma, still a storm across the southeast, though in much weakened form. Well, some of those clouds are beginning to lift to the north. They're entering our sky right now. At least for now, they're thin and rather high up, so we're still seeing plenty of sunshine getting through. But as the remnants of Irma draw closer over the next couple of days, we are going to see the chance for some rain at times. The most likely days for those showers will be Thursday and Friday. But I will point out that what's coming into our area by no means is going to be a hurricane or anything even close. It'll just be some rain at times as the storm has dramatically weakened now that it's over land. So in the short term, high pressure is still holding on well enough that we'll have a quiet night. It'll be a pleasant night, maybe a bit cool for some, but it is September. Temperatures overnight will fall back into the 40s and 50s. And just like last night, some areas of fog are likely to form, especially in valleys and near bodies of water. So we'll start the day tomorrow with some fog and spots. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds tomorrow. It'll be another mild day with temperatures up around 80 degrees in many spots. Now, there is the chance for a late day shower or thunderstorm, especially from the capital region on south and west, though the rain chances are not particularly high tomorrow. Rain chances will increase on Thursday and Friday. That's as the remnants of Irma do draw a little bit closer to the area. So those are the most likely days that we'll see at least some times of wet weather, basically wrapping up the work and school week. Now, we talked about Irma. Let's talk about Jose, which is still spinning out in the Atlantic Ocean. Right now, it's between the Bahamas and Bermuda and looks to stay as either a strong tropical storm or Category 1 hurricane over the next couple of days. The storm has weakened quite a bit, but it's still expected to be out in that area for the next few days, and then eventually it'll do a loop and turn to the west. The official track from the Hurricane Center keeps the storm away from the Bahamas late this week, so that's a bit of a change from the potential we talked about yesterday. It's going to be in a spot where it needs to be watched in Bermuda, also along the east coast. A lot of the computer models take the storm to the north and then the east, kind of that classic curving out to sea pattern, but keep in mind that the computer models and the forecast of hurricane track really becomes rather unreliable after about 3 days out. So the bottom line is it's something that we'll watch over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, high 75 to 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a late shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, highs in the 70s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms and highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.